about teacher shortages? Of course, I don't think we need teacher shortages. I think that if you... I think that if you use the talents and techniques of people that have been in industry and business for their careers and give them the opportunity to come teach at a reduced rate after they retire, you can make them pay their, you know, union dues, what makes you feel better. How about a Michigan mentor program? That's my idea that I keep pushing, and somebody's going to do it at some point. In the meantime, though, my next guest says the idea that we have a limited number of teachers in the state is exaggerated, to say the least. Ben DeGrove, Mackinac Center's Director of Education Policy. Ben, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
So, generalized teacher shortages, you say, is unsupported by the facts. Well, facts matter here, as you know. You've been here before. and I guess I have been guilty of, buying into the notion that there is a teacher shortage. And you say the numbers just don't bear that out. Do share.
Well, I think what we need is a clear-eyed look at the data rather than kind of these brushless headlines that, don't give us a real full picture. So there are a couple of things we do know. It is true that we're seeing fewer people who are going into and graduating from teacher prep programs. So that trend line would make you think that we're heading to a problem situation. And we're also seeing shortages in certain subject areas. And in certain rural districts, I mean, for example, more challenging subjects like teachers for advanced math and science or special education. We know there are challenges in those areas. In fact, the Michigan Department of Education just made a new rule that makes it easier for teachers in one special education area to teach to use their certification to teach in others. So there are gaps we're trying to fill. But overall, generalized teacher shortage. No, we're not there yet, and there are simple things you can probably do to avoid that.
Well, in one place, Ben, I mean, clearly the good news is we can get all the advanced math teachers we want from the state of Virginia, potentially, because Virginia is not going to teach advanced math until 11th grade because it's not equitable to teach it in middle school and early high school. So maybe we can get some teachers there. And I'm saying that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I can't believe the state of Virginia thinks that advanced math is somehow creating disparity. But there you go. What are some of the other places that we see the limitations, but you have some ideas what we can do to do better?
Yeah, well, you mentioned teachers coming from other states, and you mentioned in your opening, too, bringing in professionals at the end of their careers. I mean, these are areas we should be more open to exploring rather than being fixated on just kind of the one main path into the profession where students get a four-year education degree. We can do more to promote alternative certification programs that help people or mid-career professionals kind of reduce some of the unnecessary barriers for them to be able to get into the profession.
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about earlier. If you have somebody who is taught or who has worked and pick your discipline, whatever it is, and they've worked out there in the real world, they've worked in business, they've worked in medicine, whatever it may be, shouldn't we be able to fast-track some of those folks into teaching positions that they're qualified to teach without forcing them to go to university for, teacher's training and then work as a student teacher with no pay and so on and so forth? If we were able to fast-track that and call it the mentor program, that's my name for it, and maybe give them a reduced pay and a limited amount of years they can do it, so that you don't get the unions completely out of whack, I suppose. But make them pay their union dues, but let them say they can work 3 years or 5 years or whatever you decide so you can fill in those gaps with people that are qualified to be in the classroom. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, and these might be kind of outlier examples, but to drive the point home, could Bill Gates have the necessary certification to go and teach computer science in a Michigan public school today? Or could Warren Buffett walk into a Michigan school and be able to teach economics and finance, right? I mean, we create all these hoops for people who should otherwise be qualified. So if we reduce some of those barriers, that should improve the situation. Another one, if you're talking about, math teachers in Virginia, right now, teachers who may have a certification in another state will still have to take the Michigan test to prepare to get into the classroom here in Michigan. If we recognize tests from other states or just signed on to tests that other states are using to make it easier for teachers who switch between states, that would also alleviate the problem. So there are little things like that we can definitely do.
Right. So, I mean, there are answers, you know, but here it is. You're giving us very straightforward, common sense answers. Why do they have to come from you? Don't you think that other people that are in leadership positions could figure these things out? It's kind of perplexing, isn't it?
I think the vested interests in the system, right, the unions, the bureaucrats, they don't have the vision to see, you know, how we could kind of retailer or rethink the education system in a way that would be more nimble, more efficient. And so, we're happy to be that outside voice.
Yeah.
But one statistic that's not getting pointed out these days is, you know, the student-teacher ratio. So you listen to all the talk of teacher shortages, you think that they were having just a terrible time. But actually, the student-teacher ratio across Michigan right now is, according to the records we can find, as low as it's ever been, which means there are more teachers per student. So
well,
even
what
as
is
our
the
enrollment
ratio?
Is declining, it's about 16 and a half students for every teacher.
That's it?
Which is lower than it's been historically.
Wow, my mother used to teach 28, 29. On occasion, she'd have 30 kids in a classroom teaching fifth grade, which she did here for 30 years. And she didn't like the fact that 30 was too much, she said, and 28 and 25 was a good number, she thought. But 16, she'd have been in heaven with 16 students, honestly. And my mother was a very good fifth grade teacher, from all accounts. I didn't have her, but the point being is, at 16, then maybe you should change the ratio a little bit. That's not indicative of a teacher shortage. If you have one teacher with 35 kids in a classroom, that's indicative of a shortage. I'll give you the last word.
Well, yeah, to be fair, the class size is a little different than the teacher-student ratio because you got to count the other special teachers and things as well. But, yeah, the point is that class sizes in general and teacher-student ratios now are lower than they have been, and we have simple solutions that can address the shortages where they do exist and head off bigger ones. So we need to take a deep breath, and have a clear-eyed look at the problem and not panic about a general teacher shortage.
Panic. Don't panic. I think I say that here sometimes. Ben, greatly appreciate you being here. Ben DeGroat, Mackinac Center's Director of Education Policy. Thank you for the lesson today.
Thank you for having me.
There you have it. See, you come here, and you know, what do they say? The more you know, the more you realize that maybe you've been misled about a thing or two. The more you know, it's important. And the teacher shortage is not dire as you might have been led to believe. By the way, summer's around the corner. I want you to get entered in the Grilla Grills Independence Day giveaway. You can win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. It's a beautiful pellet smoker, Wi-Fi controlled. Go to stevegruber.com to find out more. Stevegruber.com. You want to win a brand new grill before summer? Here's your chance. We'll be right back.
Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOLTLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.